Coming up on episode number 383, it's a cover story to celebrate the birthday of Joni Mitchell, who was born Roberta Joan Anderson on November 7th, 1943, in Alberta, Canada. Just like the last cover story last year for Joni Mitchell, I'm going to do a mix of songs you're familiar with a couple that maybe you're not so familiar with. And it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's October 8th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you a cover story for an icon, a music, folk music, pop, jazz, mostly folk music icon, Joni Mitchell. Now, there's a few artists that I think I should do a cover story for at least every year. Obviously, coming up later this month, we've got the Beatles cover story, which I do every Thanksgiving. I think I should also be doing Bob Dylan at least once a year, maybe twice a year. There's so many people covering Bob Dylan's stuff that I could easily fill two shows a year. Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen would be another one to do annually. But let's go ahead and get to Joni Mitchell here. If you're a listener to the show, you've heard me tell you that my favorite cover of all time is Jason Faulkner's version of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. I'm going to play another version for you here. It's by a group called Heavens to Murgatroyd, and the album name is basically just the exclamation point symbol. I don't have a year on this one, too, so I don't know how old this is, but it's very similar in style to the Jason Faulkner cover that I love. But it's a different band, and so I get to play it as if it's a brand new, it is a brand new song. So let's get into it. Both Sides Now by Heavens to Murgatroyd, a cover of the Joni Mitchell track.
Yeah. are stardust. We are golden. We are billion-year-old Harlem. And we got to get ourselves back to the garden.
From the album Rockwiz Duets, that is a track called Woodstock, a cover of Joni Mitchell's track, actually covered by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who kind of came up with that faster, heavier arrangement. That performance right there is Mia Dyson and James Rain. Now, these are both Australian artists. James Rain was with a band called the Australian Crawl, and he's solo now. And I think Mia Dyson was always solo. One of my Australian listeners can correct me on that if I'm wrong. Rockwiz is a game show that I wish they had here in America. It's basically a rock and roll music quiz show, and it's I've seen video of it thanks to Rose and some of my other Australian listeners. Nick, I think, sent me some stuff. And if I'm forgetting anybody's name, I'm sorry. I totally apologize. But anyway, it's a game show that where not only do they have regular contestants, they also have performers who join in as part of each team. So it's a team of three people, with one of those contestants actually being a rock and roller themselves. Very, very cool. Wish they had it here in America. And, if they ever do, I'm throwing my hat in the ring to host the damn thing. That's Woodstock, and you'll find that on the Rockwiz Duets CD. Before that, Heavens to Murgatroyd with their fast take on Both Sides Now. A song that I'd really like to know what Joni Mitchell thinks of the faster versions of that song. I absolutely 100% prefer the faster style of that song when it's done by like Jason Faulkner or Uncle Seth or right there by Heavens to Murgatroyd. But I'm curious as to what Joni thinks, you know, because the Judy Collins version was slow. Paul Young had a version that was slow. Be interested to see if she prefers the faster arrangement. Let's keep things going with another song that's kind of getting an updated sound to it, an updated funkified sound. Nicole Kramer and her version of Help Me from the Rewind 4 album from Ubiquity Records.
You're big man arrives. Disco dancers greet him, plain clothes cops greet him. Big man, small town, fresh lipstick glistening. Sophomore jive from victims of typewriters. The band sounds like typewriters. The big man is not listening. His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire that he grips it so tight? Past over girls are conferring. The man with the diamond ring is purring. All claws far now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her, his crimes and his glories to her. In challenge they look on, when indeed has taken gently to the spoon. Edith in his bed, a plane in the rain is humming. The wires in the walls are some song, some mysterious song. Bars in her head, feeling frantic and snowblind. Romantic and snowblind. She says his crime belongs. And the kingpin, each with charm to sway, are staring eye to eye. They dare not look away. You know they dare not look. Thank you.
There's a fantastic example of one of Joni Mitchell's songs that really paints a vivid picture. It tells a story. This one of a relationship between a powerful crime boss and the object of his affection, Edith. Performed there by Elvis Costello. This came out on one of the two tribute CDs that came out this year to Joni Mitchell. This one is actually pretty much called a tribute to Joni Mitchell and features a whole bunch of different artists, Prince, Elvis Costello, you heard there, Sarah McLachlan, all doing takes on Joni Mitchell tracks. A very good mix on that album. I think predominantly the songs are pretty good. There are some, I think they're a little harder for me to get into than others, but on the whole, that's it's actually a pretty good tribute album, and that is Edith and the Kingpin from that album. Before that, Nicole Kramer from the album Rewind 4, which is a compilation put out by Ubiquity Records, that is a cover of Joni Mitchell's Help Me, which is a very popular song to cover. Quite a few versions of that one, but I like the, even though the arrangement is fairly similar to the Joni version, I like the extra addition of that funk beat, which I think adds a little bit more than you'd think that a drum beat would add. All right, two more tracks here to play for you. The first one comes from a collection called Spirit of 73 Rock for Choice. They actually also pulled this same track onto that recent tribute to Joni Mitchell CD, but this is where it came out first, about 12 years ago. Sarah McLachlan's version of Blue, right now on Coverville.
Songs are like tattoos, you know I've been to see before. Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. Hey Blue, here is a song for you. Gonna pin underneath the skin an empty space to fill in, where there's so many sinking. Now you gotta keep thinking we can make it through these waves. Acid, booze and ass, needles, guns and saying that hell's the hippest way to go. Well, I don't think so, but I'm gonna take a look around it though. Blue, I love you. A foggy lullaby. Here is my song from me.
Thank you. put me at ease. You love me so naughty, you made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a bill I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I'm gonna lose the best baby that I ever had.
From a gorgeous new album called River, the Joni Letters, by Herbie Hancock, that is River, featuring the vocals there of Corinne Bailey Rae. It's kind of a new sensation out there, at least here in the States. I think she's been around in the UK for a while. But what a beautiful take, and what a beautiful way to close out the show. I think, you know, anytime I do a Joni Mitchell cover story, I think I'm going to close with River, to whatever version that I happen to have. I'm going to close with that. That was, yeah, like I said, Herbie Hancock with Corinne Bailey Rae doing River from the brand new tribute, River, the Joni Letters. It's all Herbie Hancock with guest vocalists like Corinne Bailey Rae and Tina Turner, just to name a couple. Before that, Blue by Sarah McLachlan. You'll find that on the 1995 compilation Spirit of 73, and you might also find it on some copies of the Tribute to Joni Mitchell album, but not all of them. It depends on where you get it from. And can I just say for the record that I hate these arrangements where iTunes gets one set of songs, Amazon gets another set of songs, Target gets another set of songs, or, you know, different sets. Come on, knock it off. And Eagles, come on, get your album into all stores, not just Walmart. That's crazy. All right, there's my rant for the day. If you want to get in touch with me and rant about something yourself, you can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You'll also find archives featuring all 383 episodes of Coverville, as well as forums where you can discuss cover songs with other cover lovers like yourself. We'll be back on Sunday with a Turning Japanese edition of Coverville. I wasn't able to get the interview with Seth Harwood together for the Undercoverville. We're going to work on that. But do make sure you check him out at SethHarwood.com in the meantime. And Sunday, stay tuned for that Turning Japanese show. Covers of popular songs by, yes, you guessed it, Japanese artists. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.